Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we are hot on the trail of this false flag terror attack. 98% chance this is a staged, provocateur event or a patsy event. Whether this guy was a useful idiot, disheveled, drugged, brought through security. You know, that's a point I want to make here with Michigander Kurt Haskell with his wife coming back from an African safari, coming through Europe, coming through Amsterdam, witnessing this guy be bypassing security with a sharp-dressed man. I've seen that in the news days ago, that they don't know how he bypassed regular security. And so that proves your story. How did he get through security? But they won't release the footage. So, Mr. Haskell, you'll be back with us for 20 minutes with any new developments Sunday in the new year on the 3rd. But right now, in the last 4 minutes we've got with you, recap all these different inconsistencies. I mean, there's been so many where the FBI's gone back and admitted they lied. The question then is, why no video? Why the lying? Why the changing their stories? Your story never changed.
My story has never changed. I've repeated it hundreds of times to people all over the world. I've never changed anything in my story. From the first time I reported my story, to a reporter, I was talking about the second man that I saw hauled off after a dog found something in his carry-on bag. This was 5 days ago. The FBI flat-out denied it and said only one man was detained, the terrorist man. And, I was glad to see, I believe yesterday, a couple of my fellow passengers came out and said, yeah, Mr. Haskell is right, and backed up what I said. And then, I harassed the FBI about it yesterday when they're in my office, when they showed me a picture of who I thought was indeed this man. And amazingly, last night, the FBI story changed, and now, there is a second man, but he wasn't arrested. He's just being held by customs indefinitely on some sort of immigration charge. Immigration charge being what? He didn't have a passport either? Can they be a little more specific on what that is? I haven't heard that yet. Also, Schiphol Airport Security came out the other day and said the terrorist man did not have to go through normal passport checking procedures at the airport. And now they come out today and said he did show his passport, which posts holes in my story, according to them. But those two statements aren't necessarily at odds with each other. He didn't go through normal passport checking procedures, and he showed his passport. But how do we not know that maybe he just didn't flash it to a security manager in a back room or something, which would tie both their accounts together as well as mine? You don't know. Amazing that they're saying he showed his passport now when the other day he didn't go through normal passport checking procedures. By the way, could they please define that? What is the definition of not a normal passport checking procedure? I would really like a very specific definition of that. Just a couple thoughts in my head today.
Man, they are certainly covering something up, and there's no discussion in the media. Where's the footage of the man filming the entire flight and calmly filming the incident with the underwear bomber? Some witnesses have said that he looked dazed or drugged. What did he look like when you saw him brought through by the sharp-dressed man?
The best way I could describe him would be emotionless.
So he was zombie-like?
Zombie-like to me is a definition that would entail, blurry or clear, unclear eyes, and I can't really verify that.
He was blank.
I would say emotionless is the best way that I could describe him.
All right. We'll talk to you again Sunday. We appreciate your courage. Kurt Haskell from Michigan, a survivor of the underwear bombing.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wayne Madsen, who worked for the National Security Agency and other even more secretive federal agencies involved in national security, will be our guest until 50 after, but he's got to go on an international television program. He's live at the Russia Today studios. He is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes to talk about health care that the Democrats rank and file are even turning against as they find out it's a giant boondoggle. We're going to be talking also about the underwear bomber, get his expert take on whether he thinks that's an inside job or a provocateur action. I'm going to play a short clip of Tarpley from television, who stunningly in 3 minutes boiled down my view exactly when I do it in a more long-winded form because there's so much data. Tarpley joins us tomorrow, by the way. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us in the next hour. In the last hour, I've got a host of news. I've got the Decade of Tyranny in review from PrisonPlanet.com, written by Alex Jones, Steve Watson, and Paul Watson. I want to go over what's happened in the last decade. I want to get into these EcoSnoop programs with a new iPhone application for citizen spies. This is chilling. That's in the last hour today. But before I go to Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com, I wanted to encourage listeners before this year ends to take advantage of the specials. We have the Christmas holiday specials. They are being changed. We'll have some new specials, and I'm sure they'll be good, but we've never had specials this good. Okay? Free T-shirt. when you get Fall of the Republic, 1995, two-plus-hour film, exposing the whole globalist agenda, the fake environmental movement, the police state they're setting up, Obama the front man, Bush 2, Bush 3. This is the film, Fall of the Republic. By the way, Wayne Madsen's in it. Max Kaiser, Webster Tarpley, Jesse Ventura. And the list goes on and on. Alan Watt, myself. Fall of the Republic. Get a free Obama Joker shirt. Great to strike up conversations on the street. Free Don't Tread on Me shirts. A bunch of different T-shirts you can get free with it. Now, I told you all supplies last. We are selling out of the Obama Joker shirts. When they're gone, they're gone. So there's quite a few sizes you can't get. But you can probably get it in your size and another message. There's, what, eight different messages and a bunch of different sizes. It says Obama socialism, Obama fascism, Obama New World Order, Obama Infowars.com. On the back, there's different messages. Just go check them out. A lot of them have sold out. We're going to have this deal until they sell out. They're almost gone. But if those are sold out, you can just get the Don't Tread on Me shirts. They're just as popular. But when the Obama shirts are gone, they're gone. I got a bunch of other specials, free DVDs, free Obama Deception, free Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, Infowars.com, the online video bookstore shopping cart, also all the Patriot apparel to spread the word, and fund our operation so we can be healthy and strong and grow, not just stay the same size, and fund our operation and not be beholden to the New World Order and George Soros. So, again, we are self-funded thanks to you. I want to thank all of you out there. Great deals we're passing on to you to get the word out. PrisonPlanet.tv, we're running this deal about a week into the new year. It's the new year special. 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's normally 15 cents a day. What does that come down to, like 7.5, 8 cents a day? Do a monthly trial membership, get a yearly membership, whatever. PrisonPlanet.tv, watch the live radio show. We simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. See all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, expanded extras that are only for PrisonPlanet.tv members. See it in the highest quality. Burn it to DivX DVD to give to people. PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, enough said. Now for the remainder of the time we have left until 50 after, I go to Wayne Madsen. Be sure and support him as well at WayneMadsenReport.com. It's important to support alternative media that tells the truth. Wayne Madsen, great to have you here with us at year end, sir.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Well, there's so much to discuss. I wanted to get you on about health care as the real left finds out this is a boondoggle and as the right is against it. Where you see that going? Is it political suicide for the Democrats? I wanted to get into how they want to attack Yemen last week before the bombing happened, but you were busy. We couldn't get you on in time for that. I wanted to get you on, and now they're have staged the event to go into Yemen, or we'll see if you agree. I wanted to get you on about the dollar, and all this is happening, but I would imagine, first off, Wayne Madsen, with your expertise on intelligence and false flag, you'll probably want to discuss the underwear bomber first, or am I wrong?
No, that's the item of the day, I think. This is clearly a false flag operation, if there ever was one. It's got all the components of one. And now we see the counterclaims, the counter-propaganda coming out of the usual suspects, where eyewitness accounts are now being basically they're being attacked. The two lawyers, the Haskells from Michigan, it's being said now that this Mutalab, the attempted underwear bomber, was traveling with a passport, but he didn't show a passport when he boarded the flight. And this well-dressed Indian gentleman that arranged for him to get on the flight, parading, as a Sudanese refugee, I'm being told by my intelligence sources in Asia that guy is probably Indian Research and Analysis Wing agent. RAW is the Indian version of our CIA, and that this was an operation conducted jointly by RAW, Mossad, and the CIA.
Now, it just came out in the British BBC London Telegraph last week that, yes, it's true. What Indian intelligence said in Mumbai a year ago was true, that British, U.S., and Israeli intelligence was running commandos, killing people. They then shot a few patsies, dressed them up, shot one guy up full of LSD, and that's the patsy. But he himself is U.S. intelligence. Same thing with Muhammad Atta and Springman, the head of the embassy before 9/11, being told, let the hijackers in. Their terror designation is a CIA cover. We see this over and over and over again, Wayne. And we have the Indian man on the plane videotaping the entire flight, trained on the underwear bomber. The feds don't want to say where that footage is. I interviewed Haskell 2 days in a row. Haskell was on at Detroit, and I want your take on this, inside of the customs area being searched, a dog alerted on another Indian man's bag. They took him behind closed doors, said, you've got to get out of here for your safety. Bomb. They all get out of there. Now other witnesses have come forward on TV and said, no, that did happen. And so the feds have suddenly recanted and said, okay, we did detain somebody else. I mean, this blew up in their face, didn't it, Wayne?
Absolutely. You know, it reminds me of the Fort Hood shooter. We were told that there were some other people arrested there, and then we were told they weren't arrested. And this is the same type of thing, and this happens every time. Look, you can take this kind of stuff back to the Dealey Plaza in 1963, because in Dallas there were other people arrested in connection with the assassination of President Kennedy, and then they just simply disappeared. You know, and then the FBI says, you didn't see anything. No, you're wrong. And you know, this is what we're starting to hear out of the typical neoconservative media about the Haskells, that they were somehow mistaken. Well, you can't be mistaken about things like this. I would also note there's some very strange information coming out about Jasper Scheringa. Remember, he's the young Dutch guy who got his Andy Warhol 15 Minutes of Fame, who supposedly, you know, he wrestled Mutalab, you know, down and prevented him from detonating his underwear and blowing a hole in the fuselage of the airplane. But it turns out that Scheringa, the person who drove him to the airport, a guy named Chris von Amersfoort, he drove him to the airport on Christmas morning in Schiphol, lists as one of his friends on his Facebook page the Emir of Dubai, Sheikh Rashid bin Maktoum. And now we know that there was another report that a Dalo Airlines passenger attempted to board a plane in Mogadishu last month with a syringe, powder, and liquid, was not allowed to board that flight. I would point out that Dalo Airlines is owned by Dubai World, the company that's owned by the Emir of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, who just so happens to be listed as a friend on Scheringa's friend von Amersfoort Facebook page. I mean, this is what intelligence agencies should be looking at, these connections. But I'm sure the word is out. Don't go after any false flag operations. I thought it was interesting that President Obama never mentioned in his initial comments, never mentioned Al-Qaeda. But I'm sure, you know, he'll be spoken to soon, where he'll be like George Bush and we'll start hearing the same old Al-Qaeda refrain over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no defender of Obama, but looking at this, and I want your expert take on this, Wayne Madsen, it appears this is probably a neocon job in the rogue networks, even outside of Obama, but tied into the Israeli angle, because the way they're pressuring Obama, saying he's got to get tough, he's got to get tough on the war on terror, and the left saying, oh, look, he is tough, as a way of co-opting the left into politically supporting more wars. This whole thing is tailored to sell the body scanners, the police state, kind of as a way to buttress the entire agenda and a way to kind of push Obama supporters into taking on a neocon coloration.
Well, I believe that's it, because this comes right after we have another forgery, these Iran nuclear weapons documents. Turns out that was a forgery. And now we have something, again, that looks like another forgery, that Khamenei, the Supreme Ayatollah of Iran, something that was supposedly backed out of Iran, says that he's got plans to leave Iran with his family and flee to Russia. I mean, these are the times of the phony documents, the false flag operations, and all kinds of false information.
Exactly. Wayne Madsen, stay there, because we have the preparation for war with Yemen, the massing of troops, all the hype, then this happens right on time. And now Israel's saying they may hit Iran.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1094.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1124.24, 562.12 for a half ounce, or 281.06 for the quarter ounce. That's 11/24/24, 562.12, and 281.06.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Friday, I was driving to the local store to get some eggs, Christmas afternoon, and I heard about the underwear bomber, and it just fit the MO of all the other fake attacks. In every case, they usher them on the plane, security does. They're always mentally ill. They always look like children or like they're out of their minds. I look at the photos of the underwear bomber. He looks like he's about 14 years old, is clearly a mental deficient. It's always the same. And then now you have the FBI caught lying about everything, and you have the preparation to go into Yemen. into Sudan, into Somalia, all the new hype. I mean, we said in the Obama deception out 6.5 months ago, 7 months ago, that look for staged events to get us into Africa. Going back to Wayne Madsen, again, national security expert, WayneMadsenReport.com, Wayne, getting into all the other evidence of this being a false flag.
Very odd connections. Let's look at this guy's father, the underwear bomber's father. He is one of the top banking officials tied to the top government officials of Nigeria, Umaru Mutalab. We do know now, it's being reported, that his son was traveling with a passport, but not a Nigerian passport, but an Italian passport. I just found out that the elder Mutalab, the banker, happens to hold the Order of Merit from Italy. So he obviously has very close connections to the Italian government. That's Silvio Berlusconi. The Italians have been caught, I don't know how many times, this fascist government in Italy, Berlusconi's government, has been caught several times involved in all kinds of false flag operations.
They've had two of their former presidents come out and declassify that they staged hundreds of bombings, namely the Bologna bombing.
Right, and we also know that where did the Niger phony yellow cake uranium documents come out of? They were laundered through Italy by media operations controlled by Berlusconi. So when you've got an Italian connection, you've got obvious Israeli connections, you've got now connections to India, which is a partner with the CIA and Mossad in various false flag operations, including their fingerprints, as you mentioned, are all over the Mumbai attacks. Now the Indian press is reporting what I originally reported, that the Mumbai attacks were a false flag operation. Now the guy who was accused of that is recanting, saying his confession was forced. So we do live in a wilderness of mirrors. We don't know really what's real and what isn't real. And it just, I think it's incumbent on everyone to do a little bit deeper digging on these stories and not listen to these bloviating people on these talking head networks that go on and on and on with this business about this is Al-Qaeda 2.0. This is, you know.
Well, it's Key Bono. They want to move into Africa and southern Middle East. And so they're now doing this. That was their agenda with AFRICOM and the rest of it. And speaking of Italy, Key Bono, who benefits? That's what you always follow the money and the power, and you always find out who did it.
That's right. And obviously we have this proxy war in Yemen right now between the Shias in the northern part of the country, but with the Houthi rebels basically supported by Iran, and the Yemeni government, which is supported by, here we go again, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States. We saw this happen in the past with these strange alliances when Saddam Hussein launched his Scud missiles not only at Israel but also at Saudi Arabia. He saw those two countries being in cahoots with one
another. Saw in the 80s Mossad, the Saudi Arabians, the Egyptians, and the United States, as well as the Italians and others, helping out to go after the Russians. It's always the same groups teaming up.
Right. It goes back to a group of intelligence agencies from formed back in the 60s called the Safari Club, and that included the Turks, and we know there's all kinds of information now coming out of Turkey about attempts by the NATO-backed armed forces to overthrow the Turkish government of Prime Minister Erdogan, who's been a very big critic of what's been going on in Gaza. There's this group called Argenicon, which is basically a Gladio-type operation. The Gladio, of course, was a stay-behind network that was formed by the CIA in the event of a Soviet invasion of Europe, Turkey, and other countries. This group, Argenicon, has been linked to the Israelis. They were conducting false flag operations and blaming them on the Kurds, the PKK in Turkey. So we have this part of the world, the Middle East, that is nothing but false flag operations.
It's simple.
Unfortunately, we see it coming to this country.
Absolutely. It's simple. The empire stages terror attacks so they can attack their enemies. The empire has to have an excuse, and they're staging these attacks to take our freedoms.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen A Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're here. I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Just a heads up for everybody. We'll be live tomorrow as well, going into the new year. Going back to Wayne Madsen, we are just so blessed to have this huge gallery of amazing guests. Do you know who our regular guests are, though? We have guests every day or every couple days on this show that you'll never hear again. On specific articles, specific news, specific items. But we do have guests who come back every month. I don't know, we got 30, 40 of them. And they're people who are consistently proven right in hindsight. That's what I respect. And that's who I want to associate with mentally. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to bounce information off them. I want to brainstorm. I want the truth. It's not about left and right. It's about the truth. It's about right and wrong, and it's hard to find the truth in this world. The controllers, the social engineers have made it to where it's very hard to find the truth, and what I want is the truth. Does that mean I have the truth? No, but this radio show is a lot closer to the truth than anything else you're going to find out there. I challenge you, and we don't infight. We don't COINTELPRO. We don't fall for all the globalist tricks. We don't get into racial issues or religious fighting. We don't get into all these distractions. We just cover the global power structure and what their agenda is, and then you make a decision about what you're going to do about it. We do have suggestions. We do have issues we talk about. We have people on we don't even totally agree with. We want those different perspectives. I may not agree with someone about how they want to see the world, the direction they want to see the world go in, but if they've been accurate in the past about predictions and analysis, I want to still get their perspective. Going back to Wayne Madsen, finishing up, Wayne, anything on the false flag, what this heralds, all the talk about now Israel saying we may go ahead and hit them, the U.S. is coming in with, quote, Jerusalem Post headline, crippling sanctions. Ron Paul rightfully calls this an act of war. How would we like having our, you know, our supplies cut off here, our economy destroyed? This empire just ladles out abuse, and then if Iran even dare criticize their evil, doesn't mean I'm in love with the corrupt system over there. It's just that what our empire is doing is wrong. Your take on that and what you see in the new year. Then I want to get into health care. The Democrats finally finding out what's really in it, where you see Obama's future, what kind of false flag you see in the new year, Wayne Madsen.
Well, you know, the one thing that really amazes me is after 9/11, we were told, oh, we need to have this revamp the intelligence community, information's not being shared between the CIA and the FBI and the NSA and all these various three-letter alphabet soup agencies, and now what are we being told? The same thing. Information wasn't being shared. I mean, they must be thinking we're a bunch of fools to accept this this explanation for why these things happen.
They want more power. Every time they take more of our rights, and then they get even more power, and now we've got to be prisoners on the plane and not have anything in our laps and not go to the bathroom and be body scanned, and that won't be enough. Now they want shocker bracelets. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, you mentioned Mike Springman, who reported what happened when he was the visa officer at the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia, how these Saudis known to be terrorists were given, basically, he was being ordered by the CIA to give him visas to enter the country. Now we know that at the U.S. Embassy in Abuja, the capital of Nigeria, this Mutalaq's father, this wealthy guy who counts the president of Nigeria amongst his friends, visited with the CIA station chief at the embassy in Abuja, said, hey, my son's acting pretty weird. He's starting to talk about some pretty radical things. Apparently, he was in an MBA program in Dubai. He dropped out of the program, just switched off his cell phone, and destroyed his SIM card. I mean, Dubai is really the present-day Casablanca, if you remember the movie, with Humphrey Bogart. The stock and trade for Dubai, other than dealing in smuggled items like diamonds, gold, and nuclear components, apparently, is intelligence gathering. Now we have this guy in Dubai. Remember who was at the American hospital in Dubai in July, right before the, you know, a couple months before 9/11?
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden, right. He's there, and of course, you know, we got the same thing. The French reported that, and then that was mistaken. No, there's no CIA agent. No bin Laden. None of them were in Dubai. Now we have this guy in Dubai. Where was all the U.S. intelligence agents who swarmed that city with the same report the father gave to the CIA station chief in Abuja? It did not happen. We're being told now that the embassy in Abuja sent what's called a Visa Viper cable to the State Department saying, hey, we had this guy come in, this prominent Nigerian businessman. He's worried about his son who was on the terrorist watch list, but we're told he wasn't on the no-fly list. And now we're getting the same thing we heard about, you know, prior to 9/11. Oh, the State Department wasn't the ones to make the call to put them on the no-fly list. That was the National Counterterrorism Center.
And we're getting the same thing that we got a month and a half ago with the Fort Hood shooter, where he, for years, he's talking about what he's going to do, supposedly, to Al-Qaeda, and it's the same cleric that runs everybody, and he's really emailing the CIA the whole time, and they stand down, and everybody sees other shooters and guns going off. I mean, it never ends.
Right, and that guy was supposedly in Yemen, and now this guy was, this Mutalaq was supposedly in cahoots with the guy in Yemen. We supposedly killed the guy with a missile strike, and now they're saying, no, he never He never was.
We had the Army Recruiting Center with the guy from Yemen blasting people in Arkansas.
Exactly. I mean, this is just, as I say, this is a wilderness of mirrors. We can't believe anything of what these people say. And I kind of empathize with Obama somewhat because even though he's the president, can you imagine the kind of, just total garbage he's getting from these jerks on a daily basis? I mean, he's got this guy, John Brennan, as his national security advisor, deputy national security advisor on terrorism. It was Brennan who his people were rifling through Obama's passport file at the State Department, during the election campaign. I mean,
clearly, he is a kept man reading off a teleprompter, surrounded by a nexus of intelligence agencies driving the entire policy of our country. We are a captured nation.
Absolutely, and I, as I've reported, I believe that Obama has his own past with the Central Intelligence Agency, especially when he was traveling on an Indonesian passport under the name Barry Satoro to Pakistan. At the same time, his professor at Columbia, Zbigniew Brzezinski, was basically building up the anti-Soviet Mujahideen.
That's right. He's got an absolute spook pedigree.
Absolutely. You heard about military brats. I'm beginning to call this guy a Langley brat because I think it's quite clear his mother was working for the agency under cover of Ford Foundation, and young Barack was working for them. They, of course, his mom and dad met at a Russian language class at the University of Hawaii in 1960. Remember, this is at the height of the Cold War.
Yeah, a Russian language class.
Exactly. And then the father goes back to Kenya. He's actually brought over on a Kennedy Foundation grant, and this is at a time when the U.S. was actively recruiting people because all these colonies were getting their independence in Africa, especially the English-speaking colonies. We and the British were recruiting people. They called them the Renaissance generation of African leaders. Barack Obama Sr. was one of these individuals. Many others went to Britain, where they were recruited into the MI6.
Well, Wayne, in the time we've got left, I could talk to you for 10 hours. I know you got to go soon. In the time we've got left, what does this signal then for foreign policy? Clearly, just from a layman's perspective, we're seeing a whole new kickoff like we saw at the start of 9/11. I mean, this has all the makings that they're getting ready to go to a whole new level and that more false flags, bigger false flags are in the pipeline.
Well, I think so. And then you mentioned how this is going to affect travel. They obviously now, Schiphol Airport has announced it's going to be mandatory for all U.S.-bound passengers to go through these millimeter wave detections. They can actually look under your clothing, and the image is basically of your naked body. Now, I see this Peter King, this really horrible congressman from Long Island. He's the ranking Republican on the Homeland Security Committee. He's saying, you got to give up some privacy in this day and age. I would note that Peter King is an ardent supporter every time the Catholic Church gets hammered on pedophilia. Listen, your kids are going to have to go. Everyone's kids are going to have to go through this darn thing, right? I mean, can you imagine the kinds of perverts that'll be looming and trying
to? They want
to
make us submit to them. In fact, I've read that it's really a biometric 360 scan they then use for passive millimeter wave readers, and that's the secret technology they say the Pentagon is using in Bob Woodward's book. And then I went and looked at the real data. It's actually true. They get a 360 scan of your body where they can now track everywhere you go, even through your clothes.
Right. And I mean, And just this mere thought of, putting people through this type of, you might as well take your clothes off. Now, here's the other thing that I see coming. There's going to be an ability to capture those videos, too. Can you imagine when this stuff starts to appear? We always see the paparazzi photos. Can you imagine?
Everything gets leaked. I mean, everything gets released. Absolutely. They're going to release Wayne Madsen and Alex Jones, and they can all laugh at our Johnson size, and it'll be real funny.
Well, and then the other thing, of course, you got perverts like Peter King who supports the church every time it's hammered for pedophilia. I can imagine this guy getting his own a pipeline of captured images from National Airport here in Washington. This is just a perversion at a very grand scale, And obviously this was, I also would point out that the company that had the security both in Amsterdam at Schiphol and at Charles de Gaulle, where the Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, boarded, with the same chemical in his shoes as this guy had in his undershorts, is ICTS. Who makes up the leadership of ICTS? Ex-Israeli Mossad officials. And
you mean they even use the host country explosive instead of going and getting their enemy's explosives? They're that open.
Right, and the thing is, now who do you find on the board of directors of ICTS? Norman Mineta, the transportation secretary during 9/11.
It just gets more insane by the millisecond. Shifting gears, Wayne Madsen, healthcare, all these different Democrats, Howard Dean, everybody are admitting, you read the healthcare bill, it's a giant ripoff to the insurance companies and the banks that own them. It raises taxes, cuts healthcare, and different senators are having 30-plus drops in their polls going into their elections. The Democrats know this is suicide. We'll get a bunch of neocons who'll suddenly forget how much they didn't like health care as soon as they get in. Watch. I mean, this is a disaster. Why are the Democrats doing this? Is it because they're being blackmailed?
Well, I think part of it is that, and the other part is the Democratic Party, when all is said and done, is really under the control of the Democratic Leadership Council. These are the big-pocketed money people that decided, you know, let's get the Democrats on our side, just like, you know, we've got the Republicans lined up. So it doesn't matter who the president is. We always get, you know, see that our agenda is advanced. And, you know, who are the DLC? The DLC are people like Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff. And I think it's very interesting. You know, his brother, Zeke Emanuel, was brought in from the National Institutes of Health to be an advisor on health care policy at the White House.
And he's given speeches calling for health rationing.
Right, and you know, I see Jane Hampshire of Fire Dog Lake has teamed up with Grover Norquist to demand an investigation of Rahm Emanuel for what kind of skullduggery he was engaged with when he was appointed by President Clinton to the board of Freddie Mac, and we know about what happened to Freddie Mac later. I would also like to see people team up like the left and right has teamed up on Rahm and Freddie Mac on the role Zeke Emanuel played and coming up with this this healthcare fiasco, because as you say, this is only a boondoggle for the insurance companies. I would also put in there Big Pharma. Big Pharma is going to make out like bandits with this program.
Well, take the banking bill. Bloomberg's reporting over $4 trillion in other goodies for the banks in that. I mean, they're acting like this country isn't going to exist anymore. They are just stealing with both hands, both feet. I mean, Wayne, am I right in saying that government has just gone hog wild crazy?
Well, yeah, and then, you know, Obama promised change. I would point out that there's been a demonstration at the Whirlpool plant in Evansville, Indiana. That company's moving its factory to Mexico. 1,000 people are going to lose their jobs in Indiana, in Evansville, at this plant. Why is Obama talking about stimulus money when he could have picked up the phone to the chairman of Whirlpool and said, you move those jobs to Mexico at your own risk. I will tax the Jesus out of you.
$4 billion of the GM bailout went to move the factories to Eastern Europe,
right.
China, and Brazil. I mean, you can't make this up.
Right. And you know, Indiana went for Obama the first time they voted Democratic since 64 for Lyndon Johnson. But I doubt, I really feel that what I'm hearing more and more is that Obama's going to be facing at least one, if not two, primary challengers in 12. And very soon we're going to see these people start to sniff around in Iowa, the first caucus state, and attend the teachers' meetings and
well, that's what I see. I see absolute devastation in the next election and in the next election after that, the big national election, total annihilation of the Democrats. But then what happens? The Republicans will even have a shorter honeymoon. They'll keep stealing. Is that when the revolution comes? Is when we put the Republicans in and they even are worse than Obama? Is that when people finally wake up?
Well, I think 2012 and maybe 10. I'm not sure about 10 because it's a congressional election, but in 12, I think we may see one of those rare times where a third-party candidate could come on very strong. We saw that in 92 with Ross Perot. You know, everyone was disgusted with old man Bush, and they didn't quite trust Bill Clinton, let's face it, and for good reason we found out later why. But I think it's one of those rare times when we see a third-party potential gain steam, and I really believe that whether it's, you know, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, or any of these people, I think we're going to see a third-party challenger. I think the third-party challenger is going to potentially do very well and pose a threat to the ruling duopoly of the Democrats and Republicans.
Whatever happens, we're in for a wild ride. We'll talk to Wayne Madsen again in the new year. Wayne Madsen Report or thewaynemadsenreport.com, or just Google Wayne Madsen and you'll find his site right there and all of his great writing and reports. Wayne, thank you for spending so much time with us. In closing, is it safe to say, pun intended, that the underwear bombing plot blew up in their face and that it's really not going well for them?
Well, I remember when we had the Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, we all had to take off our shoes. I don't know what that means now. Do we all have to take off our underwear when we board a plane?
Yeah, that's the message. We're going to body scan you. Next is the taser bracelet. Wayne Madsen, thank you so much. Have a great New Year.
Same to you. Happy New Year, Alex.
Vaya con Dios. We'll be right back.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tribute to George Washington coming up in the last hour near the end of the show today, because we need to remember who the real John Wayne is. And we need to know that our enemies are fully aware of who George Washington is. That's why you never hear about him. Nothing about George Washington is taught. I'll tell you, it was even badder, as they coronally talk about somebody who's tough stuff, is Andrew Jackson. But George Washington was the real deal. True Americana. And to praise him is like iron claws across a chalkboard. It sends our enemies into fits of rage. And last night I was reading quotes by George Washington. It would be better that the entire continent be drenched in blood than we live in tyranny as slaves. Ooh, it's so radical. No, it's not. We're not going to be your slaves, New World Order. And the biggest thing with this terrorism is we're being caught to ninny and be afraid and see men in uniforms marching around as our gods, as our saviors, with their M16s. Meanwhile, the terrorists are being escorted on board the planes by security. All of this, the troops being put on the streets, all of it is for you. George Washington knew it. You need to know it. I stand with George Washington. I stand with the Founding Fathers, not with the truly archaic tyranny. They were the true revolutionaries of liberty and freedom. George Washington handed over his power when they wanted him to be king. They said, we want you to be king. A sizable group, after they beat the British, wanted him to be king. The British wanted to make a deal with him to make him king. And that's why King George III, when he heard that George Washington refused it, said, quote, George Washington is the greatest man in the world, because nobody ever turned down power like that. George Washington's the real deal. And that's why the New World Order doesn't like him. They don't want you to have models of true leadership, true heroes. They want you to think it's some stupid football player or golfer or even a Hollywood person. Who cares at the end of the day? It's what people do and what they stand up for. Doesn't mean you're perfect. Doesn't mean you that you have all the answers. But it means that your core, you're a good person who's honorable and tells the truth. So we're going to be covering that coming up in the last hour of this radio transmission today. I'm also going to cover The Decade of Tyranny, written by Steve Watson and Paul Watson. It's a key article you should send out to everybody. We need to have a year in review as well for 2009. Before I end this hour, again, I just want to encourage the listeners to remember we've got the holiday specials going a little bit into January, where you can get a lot of free films like Reflections and Warnings, The Obama Deception, and others when you buy Fall of the Republic. Or you can get a free T-shirt. A bunch of different variants and sizes and some of our best sellers up there, what we're offering for free, all at InfoWars.com, so take advantage of that. You can also get 5.5 months is what it comes out to free. You sign up for a year, pay for 6.5 months, you get 5.5 months free. Or you can buy a monthly trial, $5.95, and you are the folks funding our operation. Speaking of live TV, we got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv here in just a moment. We're going to get into the economy, gold, the dollar, the police state, government-run health care, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.